Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
We attempt to put a listener back together with someone they've been on a first date with, but it just hasn't happened yet. We're here to find out why and see if we can't reunite them, and that's happened to Carly when it comes to Dan. Good morning, Carly. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. Thank you. We want to know what is going on with Dan. Did you hear from him over the weekend?
No, I did not hear from him overnight.
Well, let's back up and just tell us what's going on and why you think he's not getting back to you.
Sure. So we went out a few weeks ago and I really thought that we hit it off. Like, super cute, really funny, and I would not have thought in a million years that he wouldn't call me.
So what happened on the date itself?
So, okay, we met at Pittsburgh Blue for dinner.
Okay.
I got there on time. He showed up about 10 minutes late, but apologized. Not a big deal at all. Totally happens. We had a really nice meal. The conversation, like, flowed. It was really typical of a first date. And then we got the check. He paid. I offered to split it, but he insisted.
Okay.
And then we gave each other, like, a little peck on the lips, and that was the date. We both left after that.
Okay. And since then, I'm guessing, have you reached out? Because you haven't heard from him at all. Is that right?
Yeah. So, no, I didn't reach out. But, like, it was going so well that I just thought that he would call, and he seems a little bit more traditional, so I kind of left it in his court, you know, with him offering to, you know, right, pay the whole bill. So I left it at that.
And how long ago did this date happen, Carly?
3 weeks ago.
Okay. So, and you know, because you've probably heard second date update before, now we're getting into that 3 week territory where it feels,
gets a little more tricky.
Yeah. So hopefully there's some hope, but I just want you to know that we sometimes don't have a lot of success when it's been this long, but we might get some answers. So let's find out what's going on with Dan and just start from there and then see where it goes. So we're going to call Dan next, get to the bottom of this.
Thank you.
Okay, hang tight.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Dan, please?
This is Dan. What's going on?
Yeah, hi, Dan. Thanks for answering. And everything's fine. Everything's okay. It's not a sales call or robocall or anything like that. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning show here on 102.9 The Wolf.
Good morning, Dan.
And we got to tell you this right off the right from the start. Yeah, we're on the radio right now, and we do a segment on our show called Second Date Update. And the reason we're calling you this morning is you went on a date, I think, 3 weeks ago with a what's that?
Carly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you know? Did she?
I mean, your radio show, I mean, you said I didn't win anything. Yes, and has to be something to do with me not calling her back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Would you be cool explaining to us why you're not calling her back?
I mean, I guess. She's just like baby crazy. I don't know. The date was cool, but she just kept talking about like babies and stuff.
She wants to have children. She talked about that's part of her future.
Yeah, but like she wouldn't stop talking about it.
Okay.
Just kept talking about it.
having kids. How one day she wants to have kids, and this is like the first date. It's just kind of
too much, too fast, too soon.
Yeah,
too much. Okay, so a little over the top on the. Okay, listen, and Dan, that is absolutely a valid excuse, maybe to question whether or not you want to see somebody again. Absolutely. Let me just, because we talked to Carly a few minutes ago, and she seemed, you know, very pleasant. You sound like a nice guy. Did you have a good time on the date, or just this was so overwhelming, all this baby talk?
I mean, the date was cool, but the baby talk and then now the station, it's like,
it's
more?
It's a lot. Okay. Yeah. Give us, if you would, Dan, just give us one more minute of your time, because we've got Carly listening in on the other line, and I really think that she would love to explain herself, or at least tell you.
Maybe there's a misunderstanding, to be honest.
Maybe she was just nervous and didn't, you know, maybe she just started going down the baby train talk and that was it. Can we just bring her into the conversation here, Dan? And I promise, 1 minute and we'll be done.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, hold on. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Hey, Carly. Hi, Carly. Could you hear Dan?
Yes. I'm not baby crazy.
Oh, my God. You're totally baby crazy. I mean, like, everything that came out of your mouth had something to do with the baby. And then now you called the radio station to contact. I mean.
Well, I mean, first of all, I love these guys. So I listen to them all the time. So, I mean, but still, I think that you're also exaggerating a lot about baby crazy. I'm not baby crazy at all.
Really? I tried, like, seriously to talk to you about, like, if you, like, had any hobbies, and you seriously, like, told me, like, I'm writing a children's book.
Okay. I mean, that's not a baby crazy thing. That's an I'm writing a book thing.
All right. What about the whole time you kept looking at the pregnant chick across from the table from us? Like, you just kept staring at her.
Okay. Look, listen. I do want to have kids one day, but all of that is a coincidence. I didn't bring them up because I'm looking to get pregnant right away. I'm like trying to date someone just so I can have kids. I just like the idea of being a mom. Like, that's all.
Hey, look, you're totally like cute and awesome, but I mean, and it's great that you want to have kids, but it's just like something I can't even think about right now.
Dan, at some point in time in your life, Dan, do you think about having children, or is it just so far-fetched at this point in time that you're not into that?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to date and go on a first date.
Right. You don't even if you want to be man. I mean, then talk about being man and wife and then mom and dad. Like, that's way down the road. And this is just too much too soon. And this was just the impression. And Carly, we talk, you know, say this almost every time we have somebody on for second date update.
Carly's cool, except for the fact that she just kept talking about babies. That's it. That's all it was about.
Carly, do you think that's just ridiculous?
I wasn't bringing up kids. Like, he just asked me about it.
Just
and I was like,
impression.
He asked, like, and that was the thing that I think that he's equating it to me constantly bringing up kids. I just really think it was a coincidence.
Carly, after
all this, do you even want to go out with Dan again after this reaction?
No.
So it's not even worth us asking Dan if he wants to see you because.
Have a great day.
Oh, wow. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for taking a moment. Here's the deal. I mean, like,
he's long gone.
Obviously, yeah. I mean, you know, look, here's the thing. I mean, like, if you're into kids, regardless of whether you're quote unquote, like, talking about all the time, it's like, if you're into kids,
I find it adorable.
That's what you want to talk about, right? So, like, there's guys out there, Carly, that that's what they want to talk about, right? Whether they want to have, you know, again, like, whether you want to have
Don't
kids
make some
later
babies.
In the future, it's like, whatever.
Let's make some babies. Let's get out on a first date. Is that okay, Carly, or is that a little too much? Okay, all right.
Thanks for your patience in dealing with us. Thanks for loving on us, Carly. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Carly, better luck. Man. I'm so sorry. And thanks for being on.
We love you guys.
Okay, we love you too.
So much.
Second date update. Listen, if you've been in a situation where you can't get to a second date with someone, well, let us know, and maybe you'll be on our next second date update.
Second date update and everything country with Thunder and PT.
Dude, yes!
On 102.9 The Wolf.
When you own your own business,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.